dragging on the promises and the songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Yep, I picked that. That's Whitesnake. And if you saw my hair today, I'm kind of like an 80s chick. Big hair day today. It wasn't intentional. I'll have to apologize to my coworkers later on. But that's a good song. I haven't heard it in a while, but for whatever reason, I thought of it when I looked in the mirror. Wow. So if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, we'd love to chat with you, 715-845-2155. Chris and I covered a lot of ground this morning during the Wisconsin Morning News, and if you are not tuning in for the full 4 hours of programming gold, you're sure missing out. I'm telling you, 4:59 a.m., set that alarm so you can get your coffee ready and you can listen to Chris and I and enjoy the banter. And Tom joins in as well. And we have fun with Tom during the early morning segment. And then we also have a Stump Tom. I don't know if you've ever, perhaps there are some of you that haven't listened, haven't tuned in to the Wisconsin Morning News. I can't imagine that's actually true. But we have a segment called Stump Tom. And it's a fun segment where we play songs. And he's amazing at his musical knowledge, everything else, well, you know. But his musical knowledge about songs from like the 60s all the way up to the 80s, it's phenomenal. And it's a fun game we play, and listener submitted, so we have a good time. And that's during, right after the 6:30 news on the Wisconsin Morning News. And you can also get any of our podcasting if you're missing out on the gold lives at WSAU.com. So 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. I'm just calling about this morning. This is Don. I've driven truck over the road for 45 years. One thing nobody is saying anything about is this insurance is not going to cover people that are impaired over marijuana. As soon as there's an accident, somebody gets killed, the insurance company's going to go, well, guess what? And we're not paying out.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I'm married to an insurance guy, so I will have to ask him about that. And he knows everything about all the policies. So I'll have to talk to him about that and see what his reaction is. Have you experienced that, or have you known anyone that's experienced that as a result of a car crash related to drug use?
Yeah, yes. And even look at the one yesterday with a horse and buggy in Chippewa Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I mean, very tragic, but their insurance company, that insurance company is not going to pay that. You can't really blame them either.
Yeah, that's so. Well, and that's negligence, obviously, on the part of the driver and the individual's poor decision making to get behind the wheel of a vehicle when he was under the influence. So, well, hey, yes. What's your first name?
Don.
Don. Oh, okay. Another Don. Okay. So, where are you driving to today, Don?
I every day, same thing. I start out of Wausau, go down as far as Clintonville. You know, it depends on which route. I do a clear route. I turn on my radio at 4:59 every morning.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, I thank you for what you are doing, because you drive a milk truck, right?
No, tractor trailer. I do LTL freight around Wausau in that area. Yep.
Well, I thank you for tuning in. Thanks for getting up early to join me on the show, and I appreciate your call today. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, and thank you very much. I got 4 million miles and accident-free, and that's no accident. I never do drugs. I never will do drugs, ever.
Amen. You and Ted Nugent. Okay. Well done. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. A couple other topics. I don't think I've ever discussed this on Feedback anyway. The whole Brittany Griner situation. And, you know, I hate to... Well, I'm hoping, and I think I said this to Chris, although, you know, we'll be skeptical of once she returns to the United States, if she has a renewed appreciation for how great this country is after having served I don't know how many months in prison in Russia, and the thought of having to face a number of years in a Russian prison. Perhaps she'll value her freedom and all that the flag stands for when she comes back to the United States. But, you know, we can be skeptical, but we'll see. Hey, did you hear this story? Whites are going to be laid off first. White teachers will be the first to be put on leave due to the Minneapolis Teachers Union agreement. And they're putting color above seniority. And I'm curious to know. This is obviously my home state is Minnesota. I come from some family members that my mom was a teacher, my grandma was a teacher, my great aunt was a teacher in the Minneapolis public schools. If she were still alive today, I guess she'd be one of the first ones cut because of the way she looks on the outside and how infuriating that this is what unions do. This is they divide, and there can be no good reason to defend this type of behavior. This in itself is racist. This decision by the teachers union in Minnesota to act this way. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning, welcome to Feedback.
Hey, how's it going? This is Dale.
Good. How are you, Dale?
Well, not too bad. Well, quick on Brittany Griner. She should stay in that Russian prison. The penalty isn't that harsh compared to our penalties, which is a minimum 5 to 20 years. So she should stay there. Otherwise, we're hypocrites. And when it comes to marijuana, it's just inevitable. I don't think the government should restrict anybody.
So why do you say that inevitable? I hear that a lot, and I just think, well,
because
I mean,
the younger generation is more pro marijuana. The younger generation after younger generation, it's inevitable.
Why is it? Why is the younger generation more pro marijuana? Do you think? I'm curious.
Because we're more pro freedom. We're more, why should the government tell an adult what they can do with their body? If you want, you should have the right to be able to wreck yourself.
Whoa.
Just like you have the right to wreck yourself with alcohol. Why can't you wreck yourself with marijuana, heroin? I'm pro-legalization of everything.
Well, I don't know. Two wrongs don't make a right, but... I
get that, yeah. But, you know, like Greg Gutfeld, he's on Boomer Fox.
Yeah, I love Greg Gutfeld.
He's got the perfect, you know, if it's over the counter or at a store, you're not going to get fentanyl in your drugs. Drug overdoses will drop. You're
well,
not going to be getting dirty
drugs. What about
drugs.
How it affects, and I mean, I'm going to have a polite conversation with you, but what about how it affects productivity and how it affects motivation and how it affects really the workforce in our country?
Well, it's going on anyway. But anyway, just like you shouldn't go to work drunk, you shouldn't go to work high. You shouldn't drive drunk, you shouldn't drive high.
Well, I mean, I'm not even saying, you know, appear in to work under the influence or impaired, but just, I mean, I'll speak from my personal experience of a family member who has used for years and has essentially his life is really not very good, and
and not just a casual user.
It rules his life, and
yeah,
and
there's alcoholics that
yeah.
There's
true,
you know,
but why would we want
life.
More? Why would we want more addicts? Why would we want to enable more people? I don't know. I guess
it's not going to create more.
I understand.
It's not going to create more. It's just going to stop putting people in prison for being that way.
We send
drunks. We don't send them to prison when, you know, they get help. We send them to facilities.
Well, and I would argue that I would be opposed to what you said about it won't create more addicts. I would disagree with that.
So if alcohol was illegal tomorrow, there would still be the same amount of drunks.
Well, and again, one, you know, and I guess one behavior doesn't justify another. But I just, I think I would never want, and if there's a way for us to prevent other moms and other family members from going through what I have gone through, I would like to be able to do that. And I just, I feel sad for future generations that don't have
the guardrails.
So your
family members, it's just marijuana, nothing
yes.
else.
Well, you know, I don't want to get well, I don't want to get into
see,
it too
then
much.
It's more than just marijuana. It's
well,
not
it,
drugs.
It all began with marijuana, the gateway drug.
Why is it a gateway drug? Because it's illegal. You go to very shady people to be able to buy it. Like well, if you sold cocaine at bars, alcohol would be a gateway drug.
I guess I just don't want to enable I don't want to enable addictive behavior. And I think certain people have a propensity to have addictive behavior. And I think if there's a way for us to, I don't know, you know, protect people from themselves, well, so be it. I understand. I really do understand your pro-freedom yeah. and libertarian.
I got one more point.
Okay, good. Hit me.
It by legalizing everything would hit the cartels harder than you think.
Well, and I guess I also see your point with that. However, I think legalizing everything would prove to make our society
yeah,
even
I'm
worse.
I'm very far right. I'm very far right. I'm 100% pro. You're an adult as long as you're not hurting anybody.
I get it. And I appreciate yeah. your point of view. And you must be young, too, because you talked about young people. Yeah. So, well, hey.
Well, we've talked before. Yes. I was called a Democrat for that.
Oh, yes,
not
I remember. Well, I appreciate you calling back and giving me another
much
shot.
Much further right than a Republican.
All right. Well, hey, you said your first name is Dale.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, and I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate your perspective, and I respect it. So I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. I'm going to take a few more calls while I can, 715-845-2155. Good morning, and welcome to Feedback.
Hi, Meg. How are you today? This is Emil.
Good. How are you, Emil?
I'm doing okay. You know, I couldn't agree more with that last caller. There's actually an organization called LEAP, L-E-A-P, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And these are veteran law enforcement agents that have seen all this trauma from kicking in doors and arresting people for cannabis. You know, what's funny is that the U.S. government in late 30s, early 40s, filed a patent on THC for neural cell development after traumatic injury. So why is it that the U.S. government, and I have seen the patent, which is weird that it's a naturally occurring compound, but they patented THC for neural cell development after traumatic brain injury. So why is it that they can have access or even, you know, the ability to approve it, and yet we can't? I mean, I completely agree with the guy. And as far as that that girl, you know, with the cannabis over in Russia, I think that they should keep her, personally. And the reason I say that is because we're letting out a psychopath in return. So Russia's getting one of their top arms agents in return, and we're getting a pothead, unable, liberal athlete in return. I mean, we're getting stiffed on every direction here. Same thing with this, you know, Inflation Reduction Act. It's nonsense. All of it's nonsense. Where the hell are the adults? Where are the checks and balances for our government? How can we sit and let them spend trillions of dollars? What is it going to take? Does the system have to literally collapse before we realize, oh, well, maybe these people are no good? I don't know. It all pisses me off because we know better. Yeah. You know, we know better. Where are the adults in our government? What is it going to take? People out here that are liberals that keep putting these Democrats in place, okay? And if you're listening to the show, great. I don't know why you would, because obviously we're not going to agree on anything. But just, you have a severe case of cranial rectal insertion. Okay? You need to get your head out, wash it, clean the cotton out of your ears, put it in the mouth, and listen. We need to do things pro-America. Period. We need to do things pro-freedom. Even if the guy, like before, said he's extreme right. He's right. If we were to legalize everything, it would crush the cartel. Okay? I have chronic pain. I use cannabis daily. I'm the top three most productive person in my entire company.
Yay!
Period.
I'm so glad to hear that. And you know, you're probably maybe the exception. But
yeah, maybe. It's possible. But the point is that these people that are getting these illegally fentanyl-laced opioids because they're in pain, because, you know, closed doors Congress, some, you know, congressman's son died from an overdose, so all of a sudden they declared it to be an opioid epidemic, which, sure, admittedly, we were feeding painkillers to everybody, a little too heavy. I get that, sure. Okay, but then they've completely cut everybody off. Like my sick wife, who's got MS, or every symptom of MS, still waiting to get diagnosed, they put her on a list as opioid seeker when she's in searing pain. Okay, she's not pretending. It's not an act. It's not a game. I wake up, she's crying on the edge of the bench, on the edge of the bed, you know, every morning because she can't get anything for pain management. This is ridiculous.
Hey, I got a question for you. So your employer, you said that you're one of the top producers in your company. Does your employer look the other way with regard to drug use?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it's not drug use.
Marijuana use. Pardon me.
There's a difference.
I've been.
I know you're a little corrected. You're a little on the other side. I get it. Look, Meg, I get it. If your family member that overdoes it, okay. I used to be that kid. Okay. Now I'm talking. I use less than maybe a bowl a day. We're talking a dime size piece or a nickel size piece a day. Just a little bit. A little bit in the morning to take the edge off. A little bit at night to help me sleep. That's it. And that's all it's intended for. If you're one of these people that are smoking, smoking, smoking all day, like I used to be, where I was going through a half an ounce of cannabis a day, that's overboard. You're out of control. You need to limit yourself.
Well, I know you're on a roll, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to ask you this, and you know, because I'm listening to what you're saying about you use it to take the edge off at the beginning of the day, and then to relax and sleep better at the end of the day. I just, and this is my belief, this is my philosophy, is that I just don't ever want to be, reliant on something in order to take the edge off or even to sleep at night. I really want to rely on my own body and my own immune system to do so. And so that, I mean, because there could come a day when I don't have whatever it is that I need, that I'm reliant upon. And so that's just the way that I've been raised. I was just raised that way.
I've got degenerative disc disease. I've got a torn meniscus in my knee. I have arthritis pretty much from the waist down. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm a hot mess. I mean, it's like coming back from the dead. I can barely get out of bed. I'm in a serious amount of pain. You know, just a little bit mellows me out, so I'm not so angry. You know, I admittedly struggle.
Well, hey, Emil, you have a bad connection. I'm gonna let you go. I sincerely appreciate your call, and I appreciate your point of view. It helps me to have an open mind about this, and I'm grateful that you tune in. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too, honey. Bye.
Thank you. I'm gonna take one more call because I do have time for one more call this morning. Good morning, and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg. Quickly.
Good morning. Just wanted to get out to everyone that marijuana is a Class A carcinogen. It was maybe over almost 10 years ago, California had already ruled this. And when you think about what you're doing, you start to grow neural interconnections as you learn all through your life. And you throw a thing like marijuana into it too, it starts to do different types of connections. And so this is something that is more deeply involved in the body than one thinks. And the number of car accidents, I've been in the emergency rooms, I've seen them come in, and I've seen where you could be in Colorado and you could have somebody in a smoking area, and then they smoke a cigarette, then they smoke a marijuana cigarette before they go back to have one for the road, and then somebody says, well, here's a mushroom, and then all of a sudden then they're ready to go in, they're all completely out of it. And then somebody says, well, here's a syringe. Well, this is something new we should be doing too. And they walk back into the bar and fall flat face on the ground, and they're gone. And then and the rest had one for the road. You know, I think that what this is going to do to insurance rates and productivity and people taking care of it, that person, that caller said it best. It says, I should be free to do what I do to my body. and they know they're doing something to their
right.
body.
Yeah, I think he said we should be free to wreck our bodies. And, oh, I just, well, it's unfortunate. Well, hey, what's your first name?
Richard.
Richard. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your perspective. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You have a great day, too.
Thank you. I'm going to go to a quick break, and I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Joining me on WSAU Feedback, I appreciate you tuning in. This is Meg Ellefson here. In case you were wondering, all of our programming is podcasted out on WSAU.com, so feel free to pop out and check out our podcasting as well as blog. I try to blog as much as I can, as much as my brain allows me to. Really quickly, with an eye on the clock, I have a couple minutes to alert you to some upcoming events in Central Wisconsin. Empowered Dream Hunts is hosting their annual fundraiser banquet this coming Saturday, the 20th. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. Dinner is at 6 at the Rib River Ballroom. It's now called the Rib River Acuity. This is an event with a dinner as well as a number of raffles. The dinner is $60. I know that there are a few tickets left. You can call Joe, 715-693-3322. For more information about the Empowered Dream Hunts fundraiser banquet this Saturday. Coming in September, yours truly will be emceeing an event, Rally for Liberty in Wapaka. It's the 7th annual Rally for Liberty at the Manawa Rodeo Grounds, easy for me to say, Saturday, September 10th. Keynote speaker is, of course, our own United States Senator Ron Johnson. Everyone is welcome. 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manawa Rodeo Grounds in Wapaka. Food trucks, beer truck, gun raffle, live music. Yours truly will be the MC. What up? And other speakers, Wapaka County Sheriff Tim Wills and Republican candidate for Wisconsin Attorney General Eric Toney will also be joining us on that day. And then finally, on Saturday, September 17th, Get Involved Wisconsin is presenting the Conservative Political Education Conference centered around our nation's Constitution. It's Constitution Day, September 17th. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, United States Senator Ron Johnson, Congressman Tom Tiffany, talk show host Vicki McKenna, and yours truly again will be there. That's Saturday, September 17th on Constitution Day. Go out to Get Involved WI.com for more information and to get your tickets. Lunch will be served at this event, which is held in Wausau at the Hilton Garden Inn in Rib Mountain. I got a boogie. Hope you have a great day. God bless. I'll talk with you again tomorrow.